your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Going on 8:50 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Going back to my conversation talking about the Spear Festival. It looks like tickets are being snapped up or have been snapped up. But, of course, as Emmerich pointed out, you can, of course, stream it and catch it online. But if you just go onto our website, you can get the details of how to do so and which online platforms they'll be utilizing. Very, very shortly, we continue our conversation, or rather our focus on what's happening in the arts, by speaking to Dawn Robertson, the CEO of Constitution Hill, and we're going to be talking about the Constitution Hill Basha Uhuru Creative Uprising Festival. It's been a staple on our arts calendar for a couple of years now, and perhaps you've experienced it before and you enjoyed it. What's your experience been? 31702. Send us an SMS on the line there. Otherwise, give us a call on 011-883-0702. They run some lovely programs as well, and they've launched a few cool ones this year as they start kicked off on the 16th of November. So really, really keen to find out if you've experienced the interventions and the programs that they set out, focusing on building creatives, right, skilling them, and whether it is seminars, masterclasses, or dialogues, have they been helpful to you? I can't imagine that they have not, but it really creates a beautiful focus point for up and coming Johannesburg creatives to meet each other, to network, to mentor each other, and to glean ideas and experiences for each other. So talk to me about your experience at Basha Uhuru, and then we will certainly pose those questions as well to Dawn Roberts. 8:52 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mbakanyane
on 702.
702.
Call Refilwe on 011-883-0702.
And it's with that I welcome the CEO of Constitution Hill, Dawn Robertson, to the show. Welcome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and so much for having us on the show and supporting us this entire week.
Always an absolute pleasure. So today marks the last day of the Constitution Hill Basha Uhuru Creative Uprising Festival there at Constitution Hill. You did kick off on the 16th of November. Today is the final day. If you could just, recap for us the genesis of Basha Uhuru and what this festival aims to do.
So Basha Uhuru was conceived as a constitutional property about 8 years ago, and it started off just as a music festival. And the Festival for Freedom, obviously it happens in June every year, and hence the Basha Uhuru Freedom Festival. And it was a celebration of the youth of 76 and the youth of today, and the work that they were doing in the creative space. And it gradually grew and grew to include other art forms. So last year, it actually included a creative conference for creatives. And we had a huge plans for this year. We started working in 2019. This was going to be like the big, big bumper Basha Uhuru Festival.
Yeah.
And then along came the big C.
Yes.
And
yes.
Like everybody else, it took us out.
Mm.
In lots of ways, I always try to see the glass half full. In lots of ways, COVID-19 forced us to rethink what we were doing.
Yeah.
And Constitution Hill, in all sorts of ways, using the word that everybody uses, pivoted, to take on this new normal. And we took a lot of our stuff online. And we've done really well in terms of delivering programs online. But now it was Basha Uhuru,
Mm-hmm.
And how do you have a festival online? And we watched other festivals and we saw we thought we could do it in late June, and we were going to take it completely online. And then we realized, this really doesn't work. Let's wait till we can actually do a hybrid festival.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's why the festival happened as a hybrid now in November. But obviously, it's not June, it's not Youth Month, And that's why the focus of the festival that we ran now as a hybrid was on the creative uprising.
Mm.
And the creative uprising is the capacity building, skills development, networking component of the actual festival.
Yeah, I like that.
So you know, we started off on Monday where the province has written a new strategy for the creative industries and post-COVID implementation plans to kind of address what has happened to the sector. And we took that policy to everybody on Monday and got their input and their feedback on it. And hopefully it makes it a more consultative policy to address what has been happening. And then we kind of went into the week with a film festival, which ran every evening with local South African films. We did webinars and masterclasses in the areas of dance, poetry, music, and film,
sure,
and animation as well. But the new development for this year, well, there were two new developments this year. I'll speak about the first one. So one of the first things that the new developments was the implementation of a program called the Creative Collab.
That looks exciting, Dawn. It really, really does.
It really is. And I wish some of the participants are listening and they phone in, because their feedback yesterday when we closed was just phenomenal.
Sure. How, you know, so you've launched the Conhill Creative Network. Tell us how it works and how people can become a part of it. I hope this is not an intervention that carries on beyond Bacha Uhuru. Did I read that correctly?
Exactly. So like the collab, it goes beyond. So what the network is, we realized that, you know, we were doing things for creatives once a year. Bacha Uhuru, we popped up, we exploded, and we disappeared. And COVID made us realize we needed to have ongoing programs. So that's why we created this creative network. And the idea is that the uprising will be an ongoing monthly program. So we've even resourced Constitution Hill in terms of our human resource capacity to run ongoing programs with creatives every month to make Constitution Hill a space for creatives, where they can come if they've got challenges, be it technical challenges, business-related challenges.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep going with all the webinars and the seminars and the masterclasses and the networking sessions that we've done during this week of the festival. We'll carry on next year on a monthly basis.
Fantastic.
And it includes the extension of the work we're doing. So, you know, we have opened up Flame Studio in the year, which is a music recording studio. We're going to be opening up a new creative space for conversations and networking events called the Speak Truth to Power Lounge early in the new year. We're opening up new restaurants, coffee shops, as well as this new merch store for the Creative Collab. So it's really about, you know, the two premises of Constitution Hill are art and justice.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of work on the justice side, and now we're really beefing up what we do on the art and the creative side so that we offer a full package of support.
And you've done that superbly, and you've been incredibly busy, Dawn. Very quickly, before I have to say goodbye to you, we do run a small business corner on the show where we've talked to people who have started businesses. Amongst them are people that sell clothes or some kind of merchandise. How do they get involved with the Movement Store, which is set to launch in 2021?
So the Movement Store has a website of its own. That's the movementstore.co.za. And if you go on there, you can actually just upload an idea. Don't get too panicky about the prescripts around intellectual property and stuff like that, which are on the website. We'll deal with that later.
Sure.
Or you could just email MP, M for mother, P for Polly, at conhill.org.za. And she will help you and bring you into the network and get you engaged in the program.
Fantastic. Now, the real final question, and also very quickly in 30 seconds. Today's program looks like what?
So today's program is a picnic in the women's jail with a DJ set and DJs curated by DJ Kenzero. We're praying that the rain holds off, but we have got rain plans in place. Unfortunately, we're fully booked because of social distancing measures. We can only take a limited number of people, but we are streaming online on all the Conyol channels and the Basho Uhuru channel.
All right, fantastic stuff. Always a pleasure speaking to you, Dawn Robertson, the CEO of Constitution Hill. And I think if there is a person who has fun in her job, it is definitely Dawn. Today, she says, Ken Zero is going to be playing, he's going to be on the decks. Absolutely love his work, and he is just a treasure trove of musical knowledge. He plays with old school, new school, mixes it up in such a fantastic way. So yeah, it sounds like that in itself will be a treat. So there you have it.